Well, Belford could have used a little extra help last night. Tom beat him pretty good in high school football, and it continues tonight. Tailgate barbecue and Campbell homecoming football game. It's against Winston-Knoll, the big rivalry there over a Libel Field. That'll start at 5:15, followed by Miller and Leboldus, and over at Mosaic tonight, O'Neill and Riffle, then Johnson and Sheldon. But there's a little more football action happening besides high school football. Don't forget, too, the 3-0 Rams are headed to Saskatoon to face the Huskies, who are 2-1. Kickoff tonight, 7 o'clock. Rams doing awesome. Home of the Vanier Cup this year. Wouldn't that be great to see them wind up there? Fingers crossed. And our Thunder are on the road, headed to Winnipeg to take on the Rifles this Sunday. Now, of course, we have no Riders playing this weekend. We'll be watching the CFL and some NFL on Sunday. And in between, you might have to do a little yard work because my next guest, Rick Van Dyvendyke, host of Garden Talk, suggests it's a good time to get some fall prep done here. Overnight lows of 8 to 10 degrees even next week, Rick. I don't know, with temperatures like this, we're still in good shape leaving things outside, right?
You know, just this last Monday, I seeded some grass seed, and already it's starting to germinate and pop up already. So it's like there's still lots of time to do things.
What about fall bulbs?
Fall bulbs, absolutely. I mean, best time to plant garlic is in the fall. And everybody loves putting garlic in. It's so simple. Just put it in the ground and it pops up in the spring. It's ready even earlier than if you plant it in the fall, in the spring. Put it in now. Tulips, daffodils, crocuses, those you have to put in the fall. You can't wait till spring. We get lots of people coming into the garden center and saying, I want to buy some tulips and daffodils and plant them in the yard. And it says, you can't do that. You got to plant them in the fall and then enjoy them in the spring. They need that cold winter to set the bulbs to so that they pop up in the first thing in the spring.
All right. A concern some people have been having is fruit flies and fungus and even gnats in the house. So let's touch on all of those. What do you suggest?
Well, what's happening is people bring in vegetables in and bring in their plants in from outdoors. And so with that, you bring little hitchhikers, what I call them. And so you get up in the morning and breakfast, you got these little flies going around, what's called fungus gnats. And those ones, they're kind of harmless, but what they do is they lay their eggs in the soil. And then the way you get rid of those is really simple. You can either put a little yellow sticky trap to catch the adults, but you can use some nematodes. And another little bug you put into the soil, and it eats all the eggs from the fungus gnats, and it gets rid of them like right away. And then once the fungus gnats are gone, the nematodes just die off because they got nothing to eat.
What about the fruit flies in your house, though? Well, you know, that are annoying at the breakfast table, as you said, they get in the house.
Yeah.
How do you get rid of them?
They hang around the sink, they hang around the garbage can, that kind of stuff. Those are easy. Just put a cup out, put a little bit of vinegar and a drop of a dish soap in it, and put a piece of saran wrap over top of that. Poke some holes with a pen in the top, and you'll get rid of all your fruit flies. They'll be attracted to the vinegar, and they'll get caught in that in the vinegar with the soap on top, and they'll be finished. It's really easy.
I knew you'd have the answer. Rick Van Dyvendyke, host of Garden Talk every Sunday morning. With the overnight lows still pretty solid in that 8 to 10 degree range, no sense in turning the water off just yet. However, how much should you be watering your lawn at this point if you're going to fertilize it?
Well, right now if you just put it on, you want to make sure you put fertilizer down, water it right away. And then you want to be putting on equivalent to an inch of water per week. So that means just keeping it moist, but I don't want to keep it wet anymore. If you've been watering it like every day, now turn to every second or third day. That's lots for the grass right now because the daylights are getting shorter. And then you're just getting everything ready, not actively growing, but just getting it ready. And the fertilizer you put on right now is just going to help the roots get established so that they're strong for the wintertime so that you have the nicest lawn in the spring.
All right, Rick, I bet you're going to be busy again this Sunday morning. 2 hours of garden talk. I'll hear you then, okay?
Yeah, awesome. Have a great weekend.
All fired up for week 16 of the CFL. Tonight, Montreal and Toronto, followed by the Lions and Stamps. There's a game to watch. And of course, tomorrow the Bombers take on the Red Blacks, and the Elks are in Edmonton. The Riders in a bye, but still could clinch a home playoff game this weekend without even playing. If BC, Winnipeg, and Edmonton all lose, that would secure either the West Final or West Semifinal. BC, Winnipeg, Edmonton. cheer for them all to lose. And that would occur. Last night, the last men standing in late night talk show realm world reacted to how Jimmy Kimmel lost his late night show.
This morning, I woke up to 100 text messages from my dad saying, I'm sorry they canceled your show. I go, that's not me. That's Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Fallon there poking fun, but also showing support.
To be honest with you all, I don't know what's going on. And no one does. But I do know Jimmy Kimmel. And he's a decent, funny, and loving guy. And I hope he comes back.
And Stephen Colbert addressed the issue on his show, too. He went on to share a video for Disney employees in light of the decision to drop Kimmel by the Disney company. Colbert, singing as Lumiere from Beauty and the Beast, provided this.
Shut your trap. Shut your trap. We're warning you to cut the crap. Our dear leader's skin is thinner than a sheet of plastic wrap. Mum's the word, have you heard? Kissing ass is what's preferred. Don't insult our great dictator, or he'll hit you with this turd. Some new rule at ABC. Don't make fun of Donny T. And don't point out that his neck is mostly flat. Mention Jeff Epstein. All your show will be scrapped. Shut your trap.
All right. And David Letterman actually chimed in as he was giving a speech yesterday afternoon and caught wind of the story.
I feel bad about this because we all see where this is going, correct? It's managed media. It's no good. It's silly. It's ridiculous. And you can't go around firing somebody because you're fearful or trying to suck up to an authoritarian, a criminal administration in the Oval Office. That's just not how this works.
And there were Kimmel supporters online out there taking to social media, posting screenshots of proof of canceling their Disney Plus subscription, as if to say, stick it, Disney, if you're taking Kimmel away. As for whether or not Disney gives Jimmy Kimmel the green light to come back, after all, they said originally they pulled the show indefinitely. It wasn't actually canceled. I suspect Kimmel would never come back anyhow to ABC because I'm sure they would have to tell him you got to soften up on Trump, and I don't see him doing that. But the fact of the matter is, this is now all coming down again to a decision that will be made by Disney, who owns ABC Television, because Disney CEO Bob Iger now finds himself in the position where he needs the Trump administration's approval for a big business deal he's been working on. Because Disney wants to acquire yet another streaming service. They called it Fubo. And they need the Trump Justice Department to approve that deal because there's concern that this deal could consolidate too much sports streaming in one company. So the Disney head is going to have to make a decision that could put him at odds with the Trump administration or even at odds with the principle about whether or not a government should be pushing private companies to cancel speech they don't like. So again, let's face it, that's what happened when the Trump-appointed head of the FCC went on that podcast a couple of days ago and criticized Kimmel for his comments over Charlie Kirk and called on all the local TV stations there, stop airing Kimmel's show. He even called on Disney to take action, and obviously they all did, including the biggest owner of all the local TV stations in the U.S., because they had to heed the FCC's advice to ice Jimmy, because they're in the midst of trying to buy another broadcaster, its biggest rival that also owns all the other local TV stations. And they need that FCC CEO to be on their side because the deal is worth over $6 billion. So that's why the local station owners immediately listened to the FCC guy to dump Kimmel. Corporate deals and money. A lot more important than free speech right now. There's just too much money to be made by a lot of very rich men who need Trump's approval to make it. And, that's kind of the real story behind the Jimmy Kimmel controversy right now. Money.
Why'd you throw them stones? You had a wild hair on to living in your big glass house with the view. I thought you knew I had some help. It ain't like I can make this kind of mess all by myself. Don't act like
well, Belfer could have used a little extra help last night. Tom beat him pretty good in high school football, and it continues tonight. Tailgate barbecue and Campbell homecoming football game. It's against Winston-Knoll, the big rivalry there over a libel field. That'll start at 5:15, followed by Miller and Leboldis, and over at Mosaic tonight, O'Neill and Riffle, then Johnson and Sheldon. But there's a little more football action happening besides high school football. Don't forget, too, the 3-0 Rams are headed to Saskatoon to face the Huskies, who are 2-1. Kickoff tonight, 7 o'clock. Rams doing awesome. Home of the Vanier Cup this year. Wouldn't that be great to see them wind up there? Fingers crossed. And our Thunder are on the road, headed to Winnipeg to take on the Rifles this Sunday. Now, of course, we have no Riders playing this weekend. We'll be watching the CFL and some NFL on Sunday. And in between, you might have to do a little yard work because my next guest, Rick Van Dyvendyke, host of Garden Talk, suggests it's a good time to get some fall prep done here. Overnight lows of 8 to 10 degrees even next week, Rick. I don't know, with temperatures like this, we're still in good shape leaving things outside, right?
You know, just this last Monday, I seeded some grass seed, and already it's starting to germinate and pop up already. So it's like there's still lots of time to do things.
What about fall bulbs?
Fall bulbs, absolutely. I mean, best time to plant garlic is in the fall. And everybody loves putting garlic in. It's so simple. Just put it in the ground and it pops up in the spring. It's ready even earlier than if you plant it in the fall, in the spring. Put it in now. Tulips, daffodils, crocuses. Those you have to put in the fall. You can't wait till spring. We get lots of people coming into the garden center and saying, I want to buy some tulips and daffodils and plant them in the yard. And it says, you can't do that. You got to plant them in the fall and then enjoy them in the spring. They need that cold winter to set the bulbs to, so that they pop up in the first thing in the spring.
All right. A concern some people have been having is fruit flies and fungus and even gnats in the house. So let's touch on all of those. What do you suggest?
Well, what's happening is people bringing vegetables in and bringing their plants in from outdoors. And so with that, you bring little hitchhikers, what I call them. And so people are, you know, you get up in the morning and breakfast, you got these little flies going around, what's called fungus gnats. And those ones, they're kind of harmless, but they what they do is they lay their eggs in the soil. And then the way you get rid of those is really simple. You need to put a little yellow sticky trap to catch the adults. But you can use some nematodes, and you use another little bug you put into the soil, and it eats all the eggs from the fungus gnats, and it gets rid of them like right away. And then once the fungus gnats are gone, the nematodes just die off because they got nothing to eat.
What about the fruit flies in your house, though? Well, you know, that are annoying at the breakfast table, as you said, they get in the house.
Yeah.
How do you get rid of them?
They hang around the sink, they hang around the garbage can, that kind of stuff. Those are easy. Just put a cup out. Put a little bit of vinegar and a drop of dish soap in it and put a piece of saran wrap over top of that. Poke some holes with a pen in the top and you'll get rid of all your fruit flies. They'll be attracted to the vinegar and they'll get caught in that in the vinegar with the soap on top and they'll be finished. It's really easy.
I knew you'd have the answer. Rick Van Dyvendyke, host of Garden Talk every Sunday morning. With the overnight lows still pretty solid in that 8 to 10 degree range, no sense in turning the water off just yet. However, how much should you be watering your lawn at this point if you're going to fertilize it?
Well, right now if you just put it on, you want to make sure if you put fertilizer down, water it right away. And then you want to be putting on equivalent to an inch of water per week. So so that means just keeping it moist, but I don't want to keep it wet anymore. If you've been watering it like every day, now turn to every second or third day. That's lots for the grass right now because the daylights are getting shorter. And then you're just getting everything ready, not actively growing, but just getting it ready. And the fertilizer you put on right now is just going to help the roots get established so they're strong for the wintertime so that you have the nicest lawn in the spring.
All right, Rick, I bet you're going to be busy again this Sunday morning. 2 hours of garden talk. I'll hear you then, okay?
Yeah, awesome. Have a great weekend.
All fired up for week 16 of the CFL. Tonight, Montreal and Toronto, followed by the Lions and Stamps. There's a game to watch. And of course, tomorrow the Bombers take on the Red Blacks and the Elks are in Edmonton. The Riders in a bye, but still could clinch a home playoff game this weekend without even playing. If BC, Winnipeg, and Edmonton all lose, that would secure either the West Final or West Semifinal. BC, Winnipeg, Edmonton. Cheer for them all to lose, and that would occur. Last night, the last men standing in late night talk show realm world reacted to how Jimmy Kimmel lost his late night show.
This morning, I woke up to 100 text messages from my dad saying, I'm sorry they canceled your show. I go, that's not me. That's Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Fallon there poking fun, but also showing support.
To be honest with you all, I don't know what's going on. And no one does. But I do know Jimmy Kimmel. And he's a decent, funny, and loving guy. And I hope he comes back.
And Stephen Colbert addressed the issue on his show, too. He went on to share a video for Disney employees in light of the decision to drop Kimmel by the Disney company. Colbert, singing as Lumiere from Beauty and the Beast, provided this.
Shut your trap. Shut your trap. We're warning you to cut the clap. A dear leader's skin is thinner than a sheet of plastic wrap. Mum's the word. Have you heard? Kissing ass is what's preferred. Don't insult our great dictator, or he'll hit you with his turd. The new rule at ABC. Don't make fun of Donnie T. And don't point out that his neck is mostly flat. Mention Jeff Epstein. All your show will be scrapped. Shut your trap.
All right. And David Letterman actually chimed in as he was giving a speech yesterday afternoon and caught wind of the story.
I feel bad about this because we all see where this is going, correct? It's managed media. It's no good. It's silly. It's ridiculous. And you can't go around firing somebody because you're fearful or trying to suck up to an authoritarian, a criminal administration in the Oval Office. That's just not how this works.
And there were Kimmel supporters online out there taking to social media, posting screenshots of proof of canceling their Disney Plus subscription, as if to say, stick it, Disney, if you're taking Kimmel away. As for whether or not Disney gives Jimmy Kimmel the green light to come back, after all, they said originally they pulled the show indefinitely. It wasn't actually canceled. I suspect Kimmel would never come back anyhow to ABC because I'm sure they would have to tell him you got to soften up on Trump, and I don't see him doing that. But the fact of the matter is, this is now all coming down again to a decision that will be made by Disney, who owns ABC Television, because Disney CEO Bob Iger now finds himself in the position where he needs the Trump administration's approval for a big business deal he's been working on. Because Disney wants to acquire yet another streaming service. They called it Fubo. And they need the Trump Justice Department to approve that deal because there's concern that this deal could consolidate too much sports streaming in one company. So the Disney head is going to have to make a decision that could put him at odds with the Trump administration or even at odds with the principle about whether or not a government should be pushing private companies to cancel speech they don't like. So again, let's face it, that's what happened when the Trump-appointed head of the FCC went on that podcast a couple of days ago and criticized Kimmel for his comments over Charlie Kirk and called on all the local TV stations there, stop airing Kimmel's show. He even called on Disney to take action, and obviously they all did, including the biggest owner of all the local TV stations in the U.S., because they had to heed the FCC's advice to ice Jimmy, because they're in the midst of trying to buy another broadcaster, its biggest rival that also owns all the other local TV stations. And they need that FCC CEO to be on their side because the deal is worth over $6 billion. So that's why the local station owners immediately listened to the FCC guy to dump Kimmel. Corporate deals and money. A lot more important than free speech right now. There's just too much money to be made by a lot of very rich men who need Trump's approval to make it. And, that's kind of the real story behind the Jimmy Kimmel controversy right now. Money.